Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with more than a dozen.
It's Wednesday, and that means it's time to check in with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry for a roundup of state politics. Jack, you're on Mackinac Island now for the annual Mackinac Policy Conference this week. And as we've been hearing this morning, the three-day conference is billed as a time for state business and political leaders to talk about and shape the state's future. What are people talking about this year?
Well, they're certainly talking about the need to continue sort of the comeback of sorts that Michigan's been on. Governor, sort of a bully on Governor Snyder, urged people to make the conference a meaningful event, not just a nice one, but he also said that Michigan was the comeback state and indicated we had the right to be a little bit proud of that. So in some recent years, people at the conference have sort of been almost in the fetal position, talking about some of the problems we've had. And while there's an acknowledgement of those, people want to be more upbeat about the future.
Now, saying and doing are very different things. These ideas and these things that they're working on up there, how will they translate into action back on the mainland?
Well, that's the big question. It always is, Christine. And, of course, the conference has just gotten through its first day. There's not been a lot of specifics. There's been a lot of talk about things to promote entrepreneurship, but we've got two more days, and in the past there's been a lot of agreements and nice talk that sort of quickly got dissipated as people got further and further south and people went home. And of course, very few people from Lansing are here because they're still working on the state budget, so I think that's an open question.
Well, let's talk about the state budget for a minute here. The lawmakers have a self-imposed deadline of June 1st to get things done. How are things moving along?
Well, things seem to be moving along very well, especially compared to some past years, other than last year when they were wrapped up just about this time. But there's still some sticking points. The main one seems to be higher education. The governor wants universities rewarded who emphasize things like the sciences, and neither the House or the Senate seems very interested in that. They're hung up in a squabble over different kinds of performance, different kinds of measures. The House Tea Party Republicans in the South seem more concerned about social issues, so they're certainly not ready to go to a conference committee yet, and there are some other problems, but it looks like if not by June 1st, the budget will be done well in advance of when they want to recess, which is June 14th, and go home and campaign.
Also big news this week, it appears Thaddeus McCotter, longtime Southeast Republican congressman, is facing election fraud allegations. This is rocking the Michigan political establishment. What's the latest?
Nobody's ever seen anything like this, Christina, including me. Most of his signatures were forged. They were photocopied. Somebody had photocopied old petitions from past campaigns and cut it and pasted them. It wouldn't stand the scrutiny of a sixth-grade class. It's not clear whether somebody did this out of sloppiness, whether somebody tried to sabotage him. But he's got a lot of egg on his face. Now he's going to have to try to get on the ballot through a write-in campaign, which is expensive and never easy. I think some people are kicking themselves. Democrats are kicking themselves that they didn't try to recruit a major candidate. And Mike Cole, a state senator who had been running for the seat and pulled out, probably wished he was still on the ballot.
How could a write-in campaign go for him?
Well, a write-in campaign, he still would have an advantage of name recognition. There is one name on the ballot. It's a man who is a Tea Party Republican who was just sort of running symbolically, and now, you know, he's sort of, in a way, is a favorite. He's the only name on the ballot. What's not clear to me is whether if you write in McCotter and spell it with only one T instead of two, is that going to be counted? There's going to have to be a lot of rulings on these things, and it's hard to get people to go to the polls and do a write-in campaign. It may be a little easier in an August primary because rather few people turn out to vote, but we'll just have to wait and see. But it's very embarrassing for Thaddeus McCotter. Nobody can recall this happening to any congressman.
All right, Jack, we'll have fun on the island, and we will talk next week.
I promise not to eat any fudge, Christina.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.